Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That was yesterday at the groundbreaking in Berea for the new complex that's going out in Berea, the expanded campus, I guess. Cross Country Mortgage.
Let's go with that.
Campus. And that was one of the commissioners, Commissioner Gallagher.
Michael Gallagher,
that's right, who was out there, and he said that yesterday. And I've been laughing because I've been saying that for months. It's like, I don't understand what the county's doing here. The city, I totally understood, but the county didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And yesterday, he just dropped that nugget of wisdom. He got the shovel yesterday. I'm assuming that that's his district within Cuyahoga County, would be Berea, Mid Park. And he said, I drove from downtown out there to go see this, and now all of a sudden I realized that both Berea, oh man, and Brook Park are in Cuyahoga County, where now you have two major projects going up from the Haslams as far as football is concerned. Jeff, you listen to Daryl.
Do I ever?
Well, I know.
Daryl speaks, I listen, Andy.
Daryl said 70% of the way there.
Well, I listened better than you did. He said 75.
I thought he said 70. You did listen better than I did. If he said 75%, then we are there. I rounded down. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Five, you round up.
Do you think Browns fans have settled into the fact that this team, what is it? It'll probably be 2028, will be playing in a dome in Brook Park, because it's that train is moving in that direction, and I don't think anything's stopping that. And now you're talking about trying to pick up the extra. Again, the Haslams have what, 2.1 billion that they want to put into, or 2.1, yeah. 2.4. 2.4?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, they want to put money into this.
Isn't that the figure?
I thought that was the number.
Splitting half of the dome and then putting the rest of it into the development that they want to do.
Them paying for the development on the
outside. Which, by the way, you know, make sure that shows up. And I say that only because I'm still waiting for that new casino.
It's a good point, Jeff.
I mean, seriously, it's not built.
Right. Did we not think that the casino that is in downtown Cleveland right now was a temporary casino?
That's what we were told.
Yeah. And so now the new casino, that land that was zoned for the new casino is now the new complex, isn't it? That land there was zoned for the casino, and now that land is going to be the new, what, Cleveland Clinic Courts, I'm assuming. It's going to take over from where the Cavaliers were out in Independence, and that is the land that, you know, when you went and voted for casinos in Ohio.
On a new thing going on the river, right?
Yeah. But
part of it.
Is what it is. And,
yep, it
and,
is.
And maybe at some point they will put the casino in down there, and maybe the new Cleveland Clinic Courts is just the beginning of it.
And that whole new development sounds like it's going to be special too. So that's outstanding.
But do you think, and Dan, I'll ask you this too, do you think Browns fans understand that this is where we are, that we are like, that train is moving towards a dome and it's not turning back? Like, that dome is coming.
You know, the one thing that strikes me about this, that it's a real blanket statement, but I don't think it's been embraced yet. The dome is progress.
I don't hear a lot of people saying that, but I agree with you.
If you build the dome, it's progressing what we do here as a community and as a sports town. And I don't think progress is a bad thing. I think throwing money back into the lakefront stadium, knowing you're going to have to do it again in 15 years, because that's just the way that's going to be. While we complain that there's no lakefront development and the city rolls out, you know, the 15th plan for lakefront development that we may not ever see.
What's the latest?
That's not progress.
Rubber ducks? Are they going to put rubber ducks out there in the lake?
We have rubber ducks there in Akron.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was talking about just putting them in the water, let them race around the river.
I kind of think we should just embrace some progress here.
Do you think fans are embracing progress? Oh, I don't. I don't think it's sunk in yet.
I think some are, definitely, Andy. I think some are and some aren't. And that's, you know, that's our world. That's okay. But you don't have to embrace it because somebody else is driving the ship.
You know, people talk about maybe getting a Super Bowl here. And I don't know if I said that to you.
That's one event.
Yeah.
It's two weeks.
Yeah.
Two weeks.
But it's
what's more important is the day in, day out. You know, how many times can you put something in this facility, especially if you're not going to use the IX Center? You know, I read a story that was in Cleveland.com about there was some debate that, okay, hesitation to not accept the offer of the Fortune 100 company with the IX Center because some members of the board thought, well, then we're just giving the Haslams what they want, which is more dates for their dome.
Right.
I thought, well, how backwards is that thinking? If a Fortune 100 company wants to bring jobs to our community and lease the place for almost 50 years, are you kidding? That's phenomenal.
So there's an argument on the other side that because I wonder, you know, when they said the IX Center is going to get leased out, what happens to the auto show? What happens to the home and garden? The big, big events that are at the IX Center.
You could put them in a dome stadium, Andy. Could you not?
Well, you know what you would hope for is that smaller events they might have there would come back downtown.
Which could like very,
I, you know, I don't hear anybody. Wonderful. Yeah, wouldn't it be great to have those at the Huntington Convention Center?
Yeah, we have a great convention center.
So let's bring those. I understand that the size of that convention center isn't the same size as the IX Center. I mean, I know we're bummed out that you'll never see the IX Indoor Amusement Park again because that song sings between your ears when you think about the Ferris wheel that was there, which is now in Canton at the Hall of Fame. Same Ferris wheel. They just moved it.
Hope they greased it up.
So
put a little WD-40 on that bad boy.
So now you've got opportunity, but I never heard anybody complain about dud. Did anyone complain about having to go out to the IX Center for the home and garden show or the auto show?
You know,
did you ever hear anybody complain about that? Oh, that's like almost out of the city. How could they have that way out there? It's not downtown. How could that happen? You got to go all the way out to the IX Center for these major shows. Why wasn't that downtown?
Yes, because getting into that place was always a mess.
But you know what was amazing?
Once you got there, you were happy.
Yeah,
Free parking.
Boom.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How can something so little and so silly make us so happy?
The Cleveland.com folks called the IX Center a pit. Said it wasn't over. They didn't seem to care for it. It was a podcast. And I, the only thing I thought about it was, okay, it might be a pit. It's an old tank plant from World War II.
But yeah, what did you want it to be?
But boy, does it serve a purpose.
It's gigantic.
It served a purpose numerous times throughout its life. And here it could do it again.
And help bring more money.
On that.
But Jeff, it's just, to go to the Home and Garden Show, do you know how far away that is? That'd be like having to... could you imagine if they built a dome closer to down? Oh, wait a minute. It would be closer, wouldn't it? It's one exit before.
Wow.
Chet is in Fairport Harbor. Hi, Chet.
Hi. It's probably already been explained before, but for the fresh air lovers, why was it a cost factor that a retractable wasn't designed into this?
Oh, Chet, you are singing sweet music to our ears. We wanted it to be retractable. For 12 years, we sat here and said, can we please get a retractable dome? And I think at the end of the day, they thought, I think it's another $1 billion to make it retractable. So that's why.
They would pacify a lot of the fresh air naysayers, you know, that would go into the new dome.
Chet, I don't hear them as much as I used to. We used to hear a lot. Jeff and I were both all about, let's make this retractable and let's put it downtown. But that's all right. I mean.
The other aspect, and I wonder, Chet, I like the idea too, but would you want to spend $1 billion to have 6 football games a year outside? I don't know.
You got a point there, but at the same time, it's not too late if they change their mind on it, but I just think it could be designed into the plans.
Chet, you got $1 billion sitting in your pocket? It could be the
Chet.
It could be the Chet retractable dome.
The Chet Baskin and Phelps.
Yes.
New Powerball that's going to go up to $5 soon.
There you go, Chet. See? Well played. Well played. I don't know, or maybe we are ready for it, and people are like, okay, the dome's coming. Got it. Understand it. I started thinking about other things they're going to be able to do out there. Like, there's no way you can't. It's easy. Now you're going to start bidding for a bowl game. You're going to start bidding for BCS playoff games. Why wouldn't you?
NCAA Final Four.
Basketball, that's right. NCAA Final Four basketball. There are a number of other things that you could not bid on before. I mean, major shows that stopped the coming to Cleveland because they didn't want to play the outside stadium. I don't know. Now they want to play the inside stadium. They would play in a dome, probably because of timing. You could do it in the middle of football season. How hard is it to get the flooring in and flooring out? Man, you should see the thing, Dan, the stuff in Europe, the turf on hydraulic lifts, it is unbelievable. I don't know what the turf is going to look like in this new dome, but when you see what they're doing in Europe for these, and not only indoor facilities that have grass on them, right? Because, Dan, you should be able to grow grass in there, right?
Darn right you can. You can grow marijuana in a closet. We can grow grass in a dome.
Dan keeps going back to the marijuana references.
Were you the one that sent me the video of the soccer stadium?
Yes.
That it's they're on like plates, and then the plates hydraulically lift into the ground, and then they have like what, purple lights or what are those lights? You know that way better than I do. Lighting, what's that lighting called?
I don't know. What
hydroponics, something like that. That
roll with that grow lights.
Yeah, grow lights that keep the grass growing on the inside. Grass that you can play football on. Sorry, Dan, I wanted to make sure I clarified that for our good friends that are listening.
I'm sure you could fit 65,000 people in there for a jam band concert.
During the middle of winter?
Yeah, maybe.
You could play 15 football games and smoke it later, right?
What, we're doing Caddyshack now?
Yes.
Play 36 holes and get stoned to the bejesus.
Good, 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 good. Good, 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 good. Oh, it's eventually coming. So I as you listen and we talk about this, man, I just don't see it not I downtown. It's like the mayor said when I thought the mayor had kind of thrown up the flag and kind of conceded about a month ago and then came back and no. But it's good luck to Burke Park, because that's where we're at. Now, what's the city of Cleveland going to do with that property? I think that's the next big question, and who says it can't be sports-related later, right? You could have a great disc golf course down there, and you could maybe just tear the stadium down and make those obstacles into the way, in the way. That would be a good use of the land, wouldn't it?
Instead of turning it into a reef, turn it into golf obstacles?
Yeah, make it into a...
Frisbee golf obstacles.
It's not frisbee. It's disc golf, man. Don't walk down that road.
You frisbee
not,
pie company would beg to differ.
You do not want to get in that argument.
Frisbee pie company would beg to differ.
NBA finals are coming up. We are going to talk about that.
You mean tonight?
Yes. And we're going to talk to a former Cavalier about that. Also, you need a little bit of high school football? You need football, period, that you can sit down and watch? We're going to talk about that next, too. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.